Construction injections. Hi, we have quite a busy day ahead. At 10 o'clock, we will be visited on site by a designer engineer and a specialist in the repair of all sorts of damages and cracks in construction elements. Are we talking about the front brick wall, the one that, according to the plan, needs to be restored? Exactly. After we chipped away the facade's outer layer, we saw that the wall has large, noticeable cracks. The most straightforward solution would be to knock it down and replace it with a new one, but this is not possible due to the decision of the conservation officer. I see. So we'll need to discuss how to fix these cracks. Oh, our specialists have arrived. Good morning. Thanks for being on time. Let's dive right into this. All right. We've gone through the information you sent us by email. Let's begin with the issue of repairing the cracks in the brick wall. As per our earlier phone conversation, we stripped back the plaster down to the brick and dug out the foundations in the areas where the wall has cracked. Is that enough? Yes, that's sufficient. We took a look at the wall before coming into the office. With the plaster removed and the foundations now visible, we can evaluate the condition of the cracks. The first step is to identify and remove the source of the problem. We have to refill the substrate in the areas where it is lost. The cracks are small, about 4 millimeters wide. Most of them can be repaired with the use of the pressure injection method, since the bricks haven't broken. This method involves pushing a special binding or filling material under high pressure into the cracks. You can use a mix of white cement and water, or an emulsion made from SEM3 cement. For larger cracks, I suggest adding very fine sieved sand to the mix. What consistency should this injection mortar have? That really depends on a variety of factors, such as the crack's width, its load, and where it is located. I will outline these specifics in the specification document attached to today's meeting minutes. I also suggest repairing the wall's cracks in two places using resin and adhesive injections with the right additives and admixtures. They will enhance the wall's structure and texture. Should we also apply the crystalline injection method for insulating brick walls? They seem quite damp at the bottom. Indeed, I was just about to bring that up. Let me remind you that you'll need to execute both external coating insulation and insulation with a bucket type foil.